All right. Call our meeting back to order. Commissioner Strahan and Pennell, heard anything about Jim?
No, he said he was going into a meeting, so I don't look for him to.
Okay.
To call him. He knows what we got, time we get that on there.
And we've got Great River Associates represented by Sean.
Sean would.
Come up here or there. Yep.
Right here or there.
Here our whole thing here at this 11 o'clock. Yep.
You're here just for me.
Just for you.
Did you get a copy of this, James?
We've got one right here.
Yeah.
You want to look at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, please go to the mic.
And I may not be the best person to talk about this. The sewer district's handled most of this, but John Suti was unable to be with us today. He's sick. So he apologizes for that, but I'll try to give you guys the information you need to make a decision here. You probably remember the Holiday Hills Sanitary Sewer Project we did. It was basically to take off some lift stations that the sewer district had problems with in Holiday Hills and put them on gravity system.
Right.
As a part of that, we had to get an easement from a guy named Ed Wilson. He lives, his property abuts the Holiday Hills property. We had to tie into a manhole that the sewer district owned there. In relation to that, sewer district agreed to do some work on his property that he's having problems with, mainly stormwater problems. I guess previously before we came in there, the road department had put in a culvert underneath the road there, and it's causing some washing out on his property. So we agreed to put in, and these items are listed here, but one of the items that the sewer district agreed was to grade that ditch out and riprap it from the culvert all the way to the creek to eliminate any further stormwater problems that occur on him. And the other problem he's having is the water that comes down the county road. It's shifted the other direction, but it comes down and washes down his driveway. He used to have a little asphalt lip there that kept water from washing out his gravel driveway, but that was damaged from a snowplow, I believe. So we also agreed to put that asphalt lip back.
Okay.
Of course, we did that project. It's been about 10 months ago since we finished it. In the past 10 months, there's been quite a bit of erosion control problems on his property from these items not being addressed that we've also agreed to fix since they were caused because we hadn't done these items yet.
But what you're saying is you did all this agreement for property easements. That's the main issue.
It was all part of an easement.
Part of the agreement for the property easements.
And okay. All of its work that needs to be done, the sewer district's going out there periodically and having to maintain his driveway with their own equipment. And just because all this water's coming down the hill and washing out his gravel drive, so they're just temporarily maintaining it until they can get in there and do the fix that it takes to eliminate the problem. So in order to get this work done, I think the sewer district has recommended that we just change order into a contract we have with Rosetta Construction and have them go do it. They had received a price from him to do the work, and the total is $16,100.
So there's not any actually manholes. It's just being added to that manhole improvement project.
Yeah. There's no sewer construction going on. It's all part of an easement negotiation with this property owner to fix some issues that are on his property.
So
originally, I think the intent was to have the road department do this work when we discussed this with Mr. Wilson. And since that time, I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with it, but they've asked that we have a contract to do the work. I don't know if the road department's been too busy or what.
So Mr. Pendle and I sitting here are in a situation where we're taking the advice of the agreement of the sewer board because I know about the culvert. It's been brought up before, but I didn't know that there was an agreement with him. So if the sewer board, and I see they've already signed this thing and approved it, that if they're taking care of it for the easement, I have no problem with it, and I'm going to make a motion that we approve it based on their agreement with Mr. Wilson.
I'll second the motion.
Any more questions?
Just trying to put the thoughts together here. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. While you're standing here, I failed to make the Thursday meeting at Hilltop on Kirbyville project. Anybody give me, did you all make it? Were you all
yes,
there?
I did.
How did that go?
Can't tell you too much about it because we were in an executive session at the time. If you would, I guess, probably talk to some of the people at the village, and John Suti was there. Bob Paulson was there. You could probably get an update from them on different things that went on. I was there for the executive session and left, so I don't know what the total thing was, but I was just there for the executive session. You were there, and Mel, and there was a big crowd there that was all.
I guess you could answer this question is, they're blasting?
Correct.
Bottom line?
They're going, yeah.
Okay. All right. Great. Yeah, I tried John earlier this morning, and yeah.
He was safe.
Like you said, wasn't there?
Yeah.
I will tell you this, John Hooker called me this morning and said you guys were talking about that new facility out where you put up, you found the shed.
Yes.
The university, and wanted to make sure you guys knew that there may be some sewer problems there. We talked about having a facility to wash vehicles. I think that old building just had a simplex grinder pump with no means for removal of grit. And it's just basically a simplex grinder pump. It's for a single family home. So there may be some.
Is there a line already run up there? Is that what he's saying?
There's a pump at the building and a service line, a low pressure service line that ties into a low pressure main that ties into a gravity line down system.
Okay. So then we need to get Suti when we do our review out there and have John and Hooker and them so we know what's going on.
There may need to be some improvements down there to handle vehicle washing facility.
The location on it's going to be critical. I mean, thank you. I mean, that's something we need to know, and John has called in, so I thought maybe I might get time to run it by there today and look at it. And then I don't know whether we want to post a meeting and all of us go over there sometime and make a decision if we.
I think Mr. Hooker knows more than anybody where to step. I think there's an as-built plan for what's actually there, but I think he's picked out for one way or another.
Yeah, I bet Ronnie Melton or.
Where it's at.
What was the.
Bob Stewart.
Bob Stewart, there's several people that we could get that I bet know something about what's going on the premises. Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Can you sign nature fast, Jim?
Okay. The note where? Are we recessed?
We'll recess then. Next meeting's at IDA, 3:00.